Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The end of the weekend could be a little rough along the east coast of the country. Dave Collins explains.
A significant storm is moving up the east coast with heavy rain and strong winds, causing some flooding and downed trees and wires and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. While weather can change at a moment's notice, it looks like the track of the storm will be from the Chesapeake Bay area to the southern New England area.
Senators set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Originally slated for a holiday recess at the end of the week, lawmakers have opted to remain in town to advance negotiations and hopefully reach a deal before the year's end. Republicans are firm in their stance that any assistance for Kiev in its conflict with Russia should be linked to changes in U.S. border policy. Who's most dissatisfied with their jobs and ready to walk away?
Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction, according to a PayScale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. Senior product managers top the list, with 66% intending to quit, despite a $144,000 annual median salary. Phlebotomists rank second, with 62% seeking new opportunities. Other jobs with dissatisfied workers who are preparing to quit include line cooks, patient care technicians, emergency room nurses, and cybersecurity analysts. I'm John Schaefer.
The Israel-Hamas conflict continuing in the Gaza Strip. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan holding discussions with Israeli officials today. Meanwhile, approximately 90% of Palestinians in Gaza have been displaced, with half of them facing the threat of starvation. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Prince Harry winning. A judge ruled that the royal provided enough evidence that the Mirror Group, who owns the Daily Mirror as well as other publications, hacked the prince's phone from 2004 to 2009. Harry was the first royal in 130 years to give evidence in court when he testified against the reporting group last June. During the holiday season, tipping can be a bit tough. According to Street Easy concierge Carlo Romero, tipping is a personal choice.
It's a gesture of your gratitude, so it should always be something, an amount that you're comfortable with.
With that, he said sanitation workers value an extra tip with a recommended range of $20 to $30 each. U.S. mail carriers are not allowed to accept cash or gift cards, making a non-cash gift the preferred option. If you have a part-time babysitter, offering 2 days' pay is considered suitable. unusual. For a housekeeper, a tip equivalent to 1 week's pay is a generous gesture, if it's possible. Intel gearing up for the release of a new AI computer chip set to debut next year, positioning itself in competition with rival chips such as NVIDIA's, which powers extensive artificial intelligence models like OpenAI, ChatGPT, anticipating it to be the standout product of 2024. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, they tell you on the airplane, you know, when those oxygen masks go down, the first thing you do is you take care of yourself before you help the person seated next to you, right? It makes sense if you think about it. Some people, oh, that's a little cold. Well, no, it's, you know, if you're going to help anybody, you got to make sure that you are standing solid. You know, and this basic principle seems to be forgotten with everything that has to do with our government right now. It's no wonder our country is on the wrong track. We're so focused on things that are outside of our control, you know, whether it happens to be a war in Ukraine or Russia, even Israel and Hamas, as disheartening and as problematic of what we see. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, America must regain its solid footing. We cannot continue the manner in which we are at $33, $34 trillion in debt and think that we can take care of the whole world. Because meanwhile, we are, according to our next guest, Reggie Littlejohn, undergoing a soft coup. And it might be even harder than that, but we'll leave it at that for right now, a soft coup, under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and biosecurity agenda. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Reggie Littlejohn is with us right now to talk about, you know, this diabolical move by the WHO in coordination with this current administration. We're talking the Joe Biden administration. Reggie Littlejohn, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you very much, Bill. I'm doing great.
Well, let's talk about the Sovereignty Coalition campaign that you have been leading to prevent the surrender of American freedom and sovereignty. Most people in our country, they're not aware of this. You and I have talked about this on several occasions. We've had it in other reports. But again, we have to remind people, especially in light of, you know, COP28 that just completed, you know, you've got, you know, you may look at those people in Dubai and you say, well, they're a bunch of knuckleheads. What do they know? This is a force, and they're mounting up, you know, alliances and an infrastructure that's going to work against us, are they not?
Yes, that's exactly right, Bill. And 2024 is going to be a make or break year because the World Health Organization and the United Nations are both conspiring to install what amounts to a global government. And the vote is in the World Health Organization is going to be in May and in the United Nations in September. And then, of course, we have the U.S. presidential election in November. So unless people step up and resist and make their voices heard very quickly, we could be living in a very, very different world by the end of 2024.
Yeah, it's amazing. And people are saying, wait a minute, what happened to our Congress? How come they're not involved in this?
Okay, so the thing about the Congress is they don't know any more about this than the average person, or not much more. Mm-hmm. And so it's really... So what the Sovereignty Coalition has been doing is educating Congress, because when we educate them, then they take action. But it's, you know, what we need also, the thing is not just us educating them, but their constituents showing them that they care. So what's happening, Bill, is this. Between the World Health Organization and the United Nations, the globalists are basically planning a soft coup, as you alluded to in the very beginning. So from the World Health Organization, it's from a health perspective, and the United Nations is going to be taking it from a global warming perspective. Both of these can be used to install a global governance. And what I mean by that is this. If the World Health Organization, the Director General Tedros decides that there is a pandemic or a potential pandemic, he can declare it. And then if the amendments to the international health regulations and in the new pandemic treaty, if they pass in May, the World Health Organization is going to have the power to basically tell the United States what we have to do. So they will be able to order all the countries in the world, including the United States, to institute lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates. They want the power to actually run everybody's health care, including directing doctors on what they can prescribe and what they cannot prescribe and what they must prescribe, including forced vaccination. Okay, get that. Forced vaccination. Mm-hmm. That's what they want the power to do. And this is a breach of our sovereignty, our national sovereignty, because we have this other organization telling us what we have to do, and also a breach of our personal sovereignty, our personal medical freedom.
Unelected officials and officials, small o, actually, because, you know, the thing is, and you and I discussed this before, Reggie, I mean, we are going to surrender our sovereignty to who? The WHO, because they did such a great job the last time around, right? In the analysis of what happened with this recent pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic, how many things did they get right and how many things did they get wrong? Has there been an analysis on that?
I'm sure that there are many lists of all the things that they got wrong. I mean, you know, so they did a miserable job with the COVID-19, starting out with agreeing with and providing cover for, in my opinion, the Chinese Communist Party when they were saying that there was no human transmission, okay? There's no human transmission.
Well, and they can't even come up with the answer of where it originated, right? They refuse to go there.
Right, and I believe, the reason for that, I think that they did not want to admit that it was a lab leak. So in the beginning they were saying for sure it came from a bat or a pangolin, because this is part of the plan, okay? Part of the plan is there's something called Bat One Health, believe it or not, where we have scientists all over the world who are doing experiments on what is the interface between bats and humans. And I believe the reason for that is because they want to say that this pandemic came from a bat, and therefore we need to remove people from where bats are, meaning we need to remove people from the wilderness areas, the rural areas, because there's just too much of a risk of us getting infected by a bat. And that's why they were resisting the lab leak theory, which now has come out as being, you know, the primary theory because of, you know, a variety of factors. But now it's generally believed it was a lab leak, but that's something else the WHO got wrong. So the WHO did a miserable job in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. So why on earth would we want to expand their powers?
Exactly.
And And before they were an advisory committee. Now they want absolute power.
Oh, they want full power and control. Well, of course. And then the thing is that you said is that interesting is they want to move the people out of the rural areas, bring them into the urban areas. For why? I mean, to make it easier for them to control the populace, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they move us into 15-minute cities and where you could be surveilled and controlled very, very easily. So I hear music. Are we coming to a break?
Yeah, we are. And, yeah, I was, you know, it was exactly. So we're 8 seconds away. I was going to say something kind of smart alecky, but, you know, I'll contain myself. More from Reggie after this.
Was a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Starting to feel like the crosshairs are all over you. that this country is a target, that this is a jewel for the World Health Organization and the globalists, because they know if they can knock out America, everybody else is going to fall. Yes, the communist Chinese might be a little bit different, and they're kind of convincing them that somehow they're part of the plan. But Reggie Littlejohn, I got to tell you, after everything is all said and done, I'm not convinced that even communist China ends up being the last man standing, even though they already are down the road in terms of this totalitarian institution and infrastructure that the globalists want. Because, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, WHO, they have their own idea and their own leadership. They might be, quiet in terms of these other entities, whether you want to talk about Iran or Russia. But at the end of the day, I don't see communist China at the top of the heap, in my humble opinion. What do you think?
Well, that's really debatable. We don't know who's going to end up, but in my opinion, the CCP, China's Communist Party, has been directing a lot of this stuff, especially at the WHO. And they also have deeply infiltrated the World Economic Forum, really infiltrated the United Nations, and then infiltrated the world through, even the United States,
exactly.
Heavily into
mm-hmm.
our universities, our media, our government. Our business community, they've infiltrated everywhere. And so I believe that the Chinese Communist Party and the globalists at the World Economic Forum, et cetera, are collaborating together to bring down the United States, because, as you say, they have to in order to establish this one world government. And I think that they're figuring that they're going to sort it out in the end about who's going to come out on top. So you believe that the globalists and the WF, et cetera, are going to be the ones that are coming out on top? They may be, because I think China has really shot itself in the foot in terms of their own economy. Their own
exactly. Economy. Look how vulnerable they are right now. Their reproduction levels, their population levels are in peril right now. You've got so little women. And so many men, tens of thousands of men that are without a mate, this is unsustainable, and this can generate a lot of anger, that just happens in the natural course of our humanity. So, as you mentioned quite clearly, they are not as economically strong as otherwise people have been reported. And, they're in tough straits. And I think President Xi is also could be in some peril as well. But, that's just my humble opinion, because I think at the end of the day, you can't have two leaders. There's going to be one orchestrator of the band here. There's not going to be a multiple coalition. I just see some of this as, useful idiocy that's taking place. But we'll see how this plays out, But regardless, the fact of the bottom line is that America is in the crosshairs, and that's your point.
Well, America is definitely in the crosshairs, and so, like I said, who knows who's going to end up out on top? I think that China and the globalists are making plans for how maybe they're conspiring together, and in the end, which one is going to take over. And I think you're right. I think that the plan of both of them is to end up on top.
Right.
And how are they going to do that? I want to go back to what's going on with the World Health Organization and what they're installing. So with these international health regulations and the amendments to the international health regulations and the new pandemic treaty, it will establish a biotech surveillance totalitarian police state. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are strong words, but that's what's on the table, Bill. What they want is, and if these pass, the United States is going to be required to number one, install these digital IDs. The pretext for the digital ID is, it's going to make everything so easy, But this is, I'm looking at a chart now from the World Economic Forum of all the things that you will be required to have a digital ID to do. You will have to have a digital ID in order to access insurance and healthcare. To open a bank account, to carry on online transactions, to book travel, to travel between borders, to access services in case of a humanitarian crisis, to participate in any social media platforms, to access, to file taxes and vote and collect government benefits, to own a phone or a computer. Okay, so this is the thing. You.
Okay. Hitting a button there. It just keeps on giving us the nice sound there. A high C that's rattling my brains. Are we okay now? Yeah, okay. I guess we got disconnected in the process there. You know, we love technology every once in a while. You know, it comes up, raises its head, and it's all kind of fun. But Mr. Brad's all over it, and he'll reconnect us, and we'll be back in touch with Reggie Littlejohn. Because, you know, with this stuff, it's like the wagons are being circled around us, and they're surrounding us in such a way that you're going to have to comport. If not, there's a price to pay. And the digital ID is just part of it. And then we talked about, you know, digital currency as well. And just like what we saw happen with the truckers. Yes. Okay, Reggie, go ahead.
So I don't know where I was when we were just cut off. I mean, that was bizarre. Nothing on my end. But anyway, so where was I? What was I saying?
Well,
you were talking digital, that
it would affect our ability to get insurance, healthcare, bank account, access services, file taxes, vote. You were going down the litany there, right. And then I had added in the wake of your absence that of course then we got digital currency that's going to come into play as well.
Right, exactly. So here's the thing, they can completely control us through this. So that if, for example, we do things that they don't like criticizing them, like I'm criticizing them right now, or let's say that there's a pandemic or a potential pandemic, and you refuse to have the newest vaccine or booster or whatever it is, they can shut you off from all of these services. And they can also control you through the digital currency that you were mentioning, the central bank digital currency, which is programmable so that if you step out of line, they can make it so that you can't use your bank account or your credit card at all. People think this can't happen in the West. It already did with the Canadian truckers. Or they can make it so that you can't spend money out of your house. Like, let's say you refuse to be vaccinated, they make you stay home. Your money will not work if you leave the house. So,
yeah, Grubhub's not going to come to your place. They're already going to know that, you know, their car is not going to be able to stop at your place and drop off food even.
Well, that's the thing, is that they can completely isolate you because everything is going to be run by AI, and Grubhub is going to know, the first thing they're going to do is they could say, okay, you can't leave your house. And then after that, they could say, you can't leave your house, and we're not going to deliver food. I mean, the Chinese government did this already. You think this is impossible? During the pandemic, people were shut in apartment buildings. They actually welded the doors shut so people could not leave. They promised them that they would deliver food, and then they didn't deliver food. And there were reports that people were starving to death in their apartments. So all I'm saying is we need to educate Congress. And not just Congress, the presidential debates and everything else. Whenever there's a candidate, you got to question them on this. What is your position on withdrawing from the WHO or withdrawing or defunding the WHO? And I would also ask people, please, to go to sovereigntycoalition.org, sovereigntycoalition.org, and sign our declaration. And there's a bunch of actions that you can take on there. Don't put it off. We don't have a lot of time left.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, we remind everybody, you must own your own knowledge. What Reggie is sharing, what we're talking about, hopefully, again, this motivates you to do a deeper dive. Check it out for yourself. See what's going on. I mean, you see the signs. You know, we talk about what happened in Canada and elsewhere. The biotech surveillance totalitarian police state is coming to a zip code near you. I think it's inevitable, Reggie, but we've got to take a stand against it. This is the home of the free and brave still, I hope. Reggie Littlejohn, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The end of the weekend could be a little rough along the east coast of the country. A significant storm moving up the coast with heavy rain and strong winds causing some flooding, downed trees and wires, and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. Senators set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Who's most dissatisfied with their jobs and ready to walk away? Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction as per a PayScale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. The Israel-Hamas conflict continuing in the Gaza Strip. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan holding discussions with Israeli officials today, marking a period of heightened tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We're on standby for Jake Lang, who's calling us from prison at the D.C. Gulag, because we've got breaking news. And we also, before we talk about the breaking news, I want to remind you of the other great bit of news that we got earlier this week. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com, the gazillionaire, who was on the Political Prisoner podcast this past week, publicly pledged to donate $500,000 to the January 6th Legal Fund if we can raise $250,000 by the end of this weekend. And it looks really good. I'm not sure. I'm waiting to hear from Jake specifically if we've been very effective in reaching that goal. To participate, you can go to the J6, it's j6legal.org, j6legal.org. It'll automatically connect you with GoSendGo, which is the J6 Legal Fund, and you can donate there. Whatever God places on your heart, be much appreciated, because these funds will be used in order to deal with, you know, the legal expenses that, what is it? We've got over 300 J6ers that are still in jail. But Jake Lang is, is connected with us right now from the D.C. Gulag. Jake, welcome as always. How you doing, brother?
Bill, my brother, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. I'm so excited. I was just telling the audience about, Patrick Byrne and his generous donation. And, you know, I directed everybody to the GoSendGo.com or J6Legal.org website. And people are responding, and it looks like we got a good amount of money there. I know that there was a certain goal that we needed to hit in order for Patrick Byrne to deposit his $500,000 to the account. How are we doing on the goal?
So you guys know better than me. You guys can see it, but I believe we're at like $340,000 around there.
Yeah, and that's what I have.
We need to get to $500,000 by the stroke of midnight on Sunday. So we're well on our way. We've done about like $70,000 or $80,000 in fundraising yesterday. So today, between today and tomorrow, and then all day Sunday, God willing, the people pull through. So really, the offer is like a double matching offer. So if you get $500 to the J6 Legal Fund today, it actually equals $1,500 for the Jan Sixers, because all we had to raise was like $250,000, $210,000, something like that. And so he's basically doubling all of our donations, which is really generous. And so we're blown away. Bill, it's grateful.
Well, this is needed, and because we're at a critical tipping point. You and I have been talking about this for months, and you had mentioned the last two times that you were sending the case to SCOTUS, and we were praying that the Supreme Court would pick it up, and we got some great news.
Yeah, this is astronomical. I mean, after 3 years of sitting in the gulag without a trial, 3 years of my family struggling and the whole entire January 6th community basically being, you know, disenfranchised and being completely downtrodden, because pretty much every single time we go to trial, you know, the verdict's coming back guilty. You know, everybody's being railroaded. So this right here, the Supreme Court picking up the obstruction of Congress 1512 charge, in this case, is so important for the Jan 6 community. It's our biggest win by far. And when the Supreme Court rules on this in our favor, it's going to be a jail spring. Hundreds of Jan 6ers are going to be released from prison. And we'll also protect Donald Trump from landing his butt in a prison cell, too.
Right. And the ramifications of this is really huge. Take the time, if you would, Jake, and explain to the people this 1512 obstruction of Congress charge that these Democratic prosecutors have been using against the J6ers and President Trump.
100%. So what's important is to frame this from
we've got a break in connection here. Okay, let's hope he calls back. What we have to do in order to communicate with Jake, because we're going through the prism's comms, you know, I don't say comm system, the communication there is probably in a phone booth without a cape, of course, but I'm just kidding. But anyway, and so what happens, we get to talk to him 15 minutes at a time. He has to hang up and then call back. But for some reason, we've got an interruption here. But as he started to explain, this 1512 obstruction of Congress charge is what they've been using. And this carries a maximum 20-year felony sentence. And the last time when we talked to Jake, if you can remember, you know, I asked him, I said, Jake, what is it that they want from you? I mean, here it was. He was arrested at the age of 25. He's not 28. Imagine that. 3 years that he's been spending a lot of that time in solitary confinement. And I told him, I said, being claustrophobic, I don't know how you do it. I mean, it gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking of doing this, kind of like my conversation, if you might recall, when we talked with Paul Manafort. And Paul Manafort was in solitary confinement for like 6 months. And I'm going, I couldn't even handle 6 minutes. And I said, how did you do it? And he goes, well, you have no other alternative. Because if you let your brain, you know, get away with you, it'll drive you crazy. And I said, God, I can certainly relate to that and imagine what that must be. And for Jake and these other prisoners, here they are. I mean, for what they've done. And then by comparison, as you may have heard earlier this week, with another guest is that you think of what happened prior to January 6th, what was it, 6-7 months earlier, when you had Antifa and Black Lives Matter, you know, the attack there on the Capitol building on D.C. They had to put President Trump, they had to take him underground and, you know, protect he and his family. That's how bad it got. They tried to burn down the church, almost burned down the church. The destruction that they had perpetrated there over those, I think it was like 3 nights that they were there, okay? And it was unbelievable. And the injury to police officers, I think almost a couple of hundred officers were injured. And, you know, nobody went to jail. Nobody went to jail. But yet on January 6th, we've had, you know, patriots who were arrested and sentences, you know, in some cases, you know, 22 years being sentenced in jail. Jake Lang has been reconnected with us. Jake, we were interrupted as you were talking about the significance of the 1512 obstruction of Congress charge. Help our audience understand.
Thanks, Bill. Sorry about that, guys. I am in prison. I'm in a solitary confinement prison cell in the basement of D.C. jail, 5 miles away from the United States Capitol, also known as the Gulag. So you have to bear with me sometimes, guys.
No worries.
Well,
we're more than bearing with you. It reminds us that we need to continue to pray for you and the other J6ers as well, Jake. So, but go ahead, and we've got a minute and a half left in this segment, so you'll have to hang up and then call us back here in about 4 minutes afterwards. But go ahead.
Sounds good. Yeah, so guys, so this 1512 obstruction of Congress charge is an overbroadly applied, politically based charge. It's a 20-year maximum felony. What they're doing is they're using this charge as a political instrument, a bludgeoning tool, a weaponized law code against the patriots at January 6th. 327 of us have been charged with this 20-year maximum felony and Donald Trump. And the felony was originally designed to go after, in 2002, the Enron executives that were shredding all of the documents before the congressional committee. And so this law has to do with tampering and destroying documents that will be used in official proceedings, which has nothing to do with January 6th. So we can see that they've used this law code, they've weaponized it against the people, and really that's what's at stake here in Supreme Court. Will the Supreme Court sit back as Biden's corrupt DOJ weaponizes the federal law enforcement against the United States people and the constitutionalists? That's really what's at stake here.
Yeah, what documents were shredded?
There were so I never even made it inside the building, and I got charged with this ridiculous 20-year felony.
Okay, we go to break. Jay, call us back. We'll stand by for you, buddy. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Santa Land, it's a Christmas-only thing. Where ho-ho hats always stay in style.
We've got to have a little bit of Christmas flavor music here as we are, 10 days away from that magical time of year when, we get God's greatest gift ever. And I'll tell you, we've got some great news this week. And Jake Lang continues with us from the D.C. Gulag. He is in solitary confinement. Jake, 3 years, 3 years now. This is incredible. You know, you were 25 when you went in, you're 28 now, away from your family, your friends. God bless you for fighting the good fight for freedom, because you remind all of us that freedom is not free, and that we need to maintain a vigilance. And here we are, and our prayer is that SCOTUS will have the insight and all that it takes in order to do right by the J6 Patriots who are in jail, over 300 at this current count, and also as you had mentioned, this could involve the case of Donald J. Trump as well.
Yeah, thank you, brother. And I guess that's what God's purpose is for myself and for many of the J6 Patriots, is really to stir up American public, the Church of Christ, and, let them know that tyranny is afoot here in America, that, it's not just about powdered wigs and, our founding fathers. That same evil is always pervasive here on earth, and, it takes men and women of righteous character and integrity to stand up on a daily basis against these evils that we see of, greed and power struggle that is in Washington, D.C., that affects all of our normal everyday lives so much. And, I'm just grateful to God this time of year. that he can use our plight and use this struggle to glorify mm-hmm. his son's name. And, you know, he put that same overcoming spirit that lives in Christ that rose him up out of the grave. He puts that same spirit in all of us, all Jan Sixers who call upon his name. And mm-hmm. I'm just grateful to be, you know, have this purpose in this. It's not just, you know, wasted years of incarceration. We are truly making a difference in American public. People are being woken up by our political persecution.
Without a doubt. And as I shared with the audience, reminding them of what happened with BLM and Antifa when they attacked the Capitol and all the damage. And I think they went on with their demonstration and their destruction of property for over 3 days. And nobody went to jail. Nobody got arrested, Jake, at all. So, you know, this two-tiered system that even Donald Trump refers to, it is clear, and it is a present danger. Now, with SCOTUS deciding to hear the case, when will that happen?
We don't have an exact date set. We're thinking sometime in maybe June. You know, they don't exactly move the quickest. They're very measured in their approach and stuff like that. So it's a, you know, it's a grueling battle here, man. You got to have fortitude. Yeah. You got to really stay, you know, close to God, because, I mean, the months and the years just seem to slip away before the Jan Sixers get justice. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and we're pushing hard on our representatives in Congress to stand by us. You just heard Vivek Ramaswamy on the CNN mm-hmm. town hall absolutely shred in to the establishment media, absolutely shred in to the J6 Select Committee, false narrative, that propaganda stunt Liz Cheney and the Democrats put on. You know, he was saying J6 is an inside job. Everyone knows it. There were hundreds right. of federal instigators inside the crowd. You know, the Jan 6 Patriots were attacked first. We were not the aggressors. We were defending our lives and the sanctity of our constitutional right to have a vote in this country. I mean, if you can't have a vote and it won't be counted, you know, are we even Americans? And so that's what the Jan 6ers stood up to defend. And, you know, I think that the American public and our leaders are all being so pressured by people like you, Bill, and other media outlets that share our stories and people that are turning and coming on our side in swaths and large mm-hmm. droves across this country. There's no place to hide. It's not okay to you know, just sweep Jan Sixers under the rug anymore for our politicians. People are being held to account. Look at Kevin McCarthy, kicked out right. of speaker position because he wouldn't release the J6 tapes.
Right, exactly. Well, we had, as you know, we had T.K. Johnson, who was the Capitol Police officer who was in charge. He was the main supervisor at the ground level on January the 6th. He cinched, sadly, because I think this is a quality individual. We lost a quality individual there with the Capitol Police, and he since left, you know, I think 2 years short of retirement. And, you know, in a sense was kind of forced out. And you had Stephen Sun, who was, he was the Capitol Police chief and was forced to resign. And the person that seems to be consistent and complicit, well, several people, was Anaconda. I may be saying that wrong.
Yogananda.
Yogananda, yes. Yogananda, who T.K. Johnson reported to, and she refused to give him any kind of support and information. Anyway, they tried to elevate her and make her the acting police chief after Sun was forced to resign, right? And the officers revolted. They said, no, we're not going to follow her. And and so they could not confirm her appointment. And where does she end up? She ends up at Berkeley in a higher paying position, and Berkeley right across the zip code from Nancy Pelosi. So you're starting to connect the dots here. And as Stephen Sun is now being able, and we're hoping to bring him on our TV show in the next week or so, Jake, and the reveal that he has and the information that he put out there, that, you know, emails and the fact that you had other people, including Nancy Pelosi, that had the information that wasn't passed on to him. And he's the guy. He's the number one guy that should have had all this intel, talking about, you know, the threats to his police officers, all this stuff. They refused. They didn't tell him anything. and left him buck naked out there to, you know, to make it work. And with no help from Muriel Bowser, nothing from Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi was the consistent one. And even Mitch McConnell, how they stood down on this stuff. I mean, this is such a cabal and such a conspiracy that is one that has been hidden. And even the J6 committee getting rid of all the information they were told. Kevin McCarthy told them, hold on to that information, make sure you don't. And they destroyed it all. They did a Hillary Clinton bleach bit effort to get rid of all that information and evidence that the people, we the people, taxpayers paid for, and all that stuff has been set aside.
It's truly a wicked web that they've woven here from throughout January 6th. And I think that this is what a real congressional committee, not that farce force that was put on last year, that propaganda thing that was televised on 13 different networks or whatever, but a real January 6th select committee, a truth-finding committee, will get down to the bottom of where the emails and the communications between Nancy Pelosi and Yogananda Pittman, or Yogananda Pittman and another high-ranking Democrat, mm-hmm. Senior official and whatnot. There are ties. There is a cabal here. And the American people deserve to know what happened, and the January Sixers and our families deserve to be released from this tyranny, this persecution. You're dealing with people's lives here. It's not just, another one of these, Washington corrupt scandals that's like, somebody took $1 billion out of some type of slush fund or something. You're talking about people are sitting in solitary confinement. They're getting sentenced to decades in prison. Their whole entire lives are crumbling before themselves. People are committing suicide. We've had three Jan Sixers, unfortunately, take their own lives from the persecution and the weight.
It's now three, Jake. It's now three suicides from J6ers. I thought it was, I knew about one. I didn't realize there were two more. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, there are. And there's real life consequences to this subterfuge that our own government has committed against the people, and not just political and consequences. Like I was just saying, there is real consequences here, not just a power mm-hmm. struggle in Washington D.C. far removed from the American public. Talking about every community in America has really been stricken by this tyranny. There's been 1,200 January 6ers that have been persecuted. And from every single state in America, our communities are missing us, the work that we provide, all mm-hmm. of the things. I mean, this is an American...
Your families, the kids are impacted, Jake, on this as well. Yeah, this is pathetic. What has been done to the J6ers, what's been done, you're exactly right, to our local communities, to our country. You talk about a constitutional crisis, but you look at, we the people need to stand up, and we need to come alongside you, and it's come alongside you, but come alongside, the spirit of freedom, the spirit of what this country is all about, right?
Amen. Amen. I agree with that 100%. So let's get activated, guys. The call to action today, Bill, that we're talking at the beginning of the show, is a double matching offer by Patrick Burns. If you guys go to j6legal.org and make a contribution on GiveSendGo right there, that's going to be huge. If we reach $500,000 by this Sunday night, which we're on our way, guys, we need your help, we're going to get another $500,000 from Patrick Burns. So, guys, please, j6legal.org. That's the place to go to help out the Jan Sixers right now.
And as always, continue to pray for our brothers there that are in the D.C. gulag in solitary confinement. You can't even imagine what that must be like. Jake, again, God bless you. Merry Christmas. And we'll continue to pray for everybody. Let everybody know that people here on the Bill Martinez Show, we stand 100% with you, okay?
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas, Bill. God bless America.
You got it. God bless, Jake Lang. And that's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day. For more information, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of...